claiming that he'd created a device for viewing moving pictures 5 years earlier. He went to court, alleging that all other machines were infringing his patent. This despite the more recent inventions being far more sophisticated, and the fact that Edison's machine itself owed a great deal to the earlier work of Etienne Jules Mary. The battle for who owned cinema had begun, and it wasn't a battle fought only in the courts. Edison's lawsuit against American Mutoscope, later the Biograph Company, lasted for 10 years and even led to street fights. But while the lawsuits were making their way through the legal process, cameras could be rented, bought or stolen, the bootlegging of equipment and even finished films being common. With films proving relatively inexpensive to make, offering returns that could be very high, one early commentator said, "All you needed was $50, a broad and a camera." With that, a short, silent vaudeville act could be put on film. As movies were at first basically a fairground attraction, another observer correctly described the people involved in them as a collection of former carnival men, ex-saloon keepers, medicine men, concessionaires of circus sideshows, photographers and peddlers. Cinema was cheap entertainment aimed not at the well-off but the urban poor, with the result that initially cultured, and professional financiers, missed out. Others, however, saw the possibilities. And as cinema became more successful, more permanent homes for screening films sprang up in disused shops and theaters in America's slum districts. These venues were called Nickel.